Gemara Nazir Daf Samech Bet, and the Masechet has been dedicated for the Fuah Shlema Moshe Ben Dina El Narefanalo Veragle Hasidav Yishmor B'toch Shar Chole Amo Yisrael Amen. Today's Daf Leidu Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. We start today's Daf on Samech Bet Amud Rishon, and we are going to start on the third line. So we learned already in the Gemara yesterday's daf that we have a parasha in the Torah that's called Erchin. So Erchin is when a person makes a vow to donate his worth or somebody's worth to the Beit HaMikdash. And it says the word Ish in that parasha. And we said that the Ish comes along and actually brings the Goyim into the subject of Erchin. Now, although we said that they cannot make a vow of their worth, but they do have a worth that Jews can vow, the worth of a goy. The way the Gemara says that is, they are not orech, but they are ne'erach. They could be the subject of an erech. So the Gemara then says, ihache, if that's the case, ish ki yefli neder be'erkecha. So it says the pasuk by Erchin. Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Yafli means he expresses. Lamali, what do we need the pasuk ish for? Mechti. Let's make an analysis. Ha itkash arachin or erchin lenedarim. There's always a standing connection between the laws of erchin and nedarim. Because it is a neder, it is a form of neder. The amar kera, we have a pasuk. Ish ki yafli neder. So therefore you see that Erchin are like Nedarim. And we know a law by Nedarim. When it talks about the laws of Nedarim, it says the word Ish. But why does it have to write it twice? That we learn a law that Goyim can also make vows to donate korbanot and vow korbanot, just like Israel. So therefore, ish ki yafli be'erchin lamali. See, why do you need a special ish by erchin to include goyim in the laws of erchin? We can learn it from nedarim. Since goyim are connected to nedarim to an extent, therefore automatically we connect nedarim to erchin. So therefore they should be connected to erchin from the hekesh from Nedarim. Why do we need a special pasuk by Erchin to say that Goyim have a connection to the law? So the Gemara says, no. Elahai ish. So the ish by Erchin teaches me something else. Mivele la'ituye mufla samuch le'ish. So we learned earlier in the Masechet, on Daf Chavtet, we learned the law of mufla samuch le'ish. We actually had a machloket. And what was the machloket over there? What is the age of a, this was talking about a minor, a Jewish minor, what's the age where he's independent, where his nedarim can become on his own? So some say 1 year before he becomes an adult. Some say no, he has to become a ish, and he has to actually have two se'arot. So now we're going to use that similar concept of muflas samuch le'ish, and regarding over here, it's coming to tell us that if you found a katan, and katan, you checked him out, and you found out that he knows exactly what nidarim are, and he's called the mufla, and he's samuch le'ish. So that's what we learn from the word ish. Nothing to do with goyim. We learn the din of mufla samuch le'ish, that if I have a child that's close to manhood, and he knows what nidarim are, he's able to make vows on his own, and his nedir is going to be hal. So the Gemara says, that's very good if you hold, back to Chavted, if you hold that it's deoraita, this law. And therefore, the past, and this is the source pasuk then. However, but if you say the whole law of muflas samuch le'ish is midrabbanam, so that pasuk is not coming to teach you that. Back to the question again, ish ki yafli lamali. So what is the pasuk of ish by Erchin coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, la'ituye muflas samuch le'ish de'oved kochavim. Ah, it's coming to tell you something we didn't learn yet. that a mufles samuch leish, even if he's a goy, and his nedarim are going to be halal. Not only is the law, which is, it comes out an interesting law, that the law by Jews, according to one opinion, could be midrabbanan, muflas samuch leish, but by a goy, it's more severe. It's going to be the oraita, and the mefarshim will point that out. This is an anomaly over here. We have a law of a goy that his nedarim, he has independence of nedarim at an earlier age, but the oraita, than even a Jew. And the way they discuss that, ואף הפי שנדרו של ישראל שהוא מופלא לאיש, אין אוכל מדאורייתא, זה נדרו של עובד כוכבים, בגיל זה, at this young age, חמור יותר מן התורה. And they explain it. והטעם לזה הוא, שכיוון we have a פסוק in במדבר, מתות, that talks about נדרים, לא יחל דברו. So what do we learn from לא יחל דברו? That you're not allowed to profane your word. If you make a nedid, you cannot break your word. Shememenu nilmad she'asul adam na'avor al nidro ne'emar lak liYisrael gadol. Now that was talking about Yisrael gadol ve'lo lekatan afidu muflas samuch leish. The isur of lo yachel is only said to gedolim. It's not said to ketanim. Even though, let's say, ketanim have a right to make a nedid, they're not over on lo yachel. Lo yachel is only for actual gedolim. The Gemara nida makisha pasuk zeh, the pasuk ish ki yafli lindor. Nelmad mizeh, shirak mishi yishno bechlal lo yachel devaro, yachol lindor. Which means, over there the Gemara says, only somebody that's subject to lo yachel, cannot profane, is subject to the law of nedarim, umimela nitma'atu ketanim. That's what ketanim are out. Afidu im samuchim ne'ish. That would be the opinion that will say that samuk la'ish has no nedarim, because he's not subject to lo yachel. Le'omad zot, ovdei kochavim, ena mitzurim klal al lo yachel devaro. Naguim anat mechoyav al lo yachel devaro at all. V'nimsad shelo ne'emad ha'ekesh ha'niskar enyan ovdei kochavim. So therefore this hekesh was not said at all by them. By Jews you can make the hekesh. Whoever's subject to lo yachel is subject to nedarim. But you don't make that a kish by goyim, because goyim are don't even start. Goyim are not even in the perasha. Shari of the kavim nodrim af shikamur enam ovrim alo yachad devaro. Venimsa shikasher anu marbim bepasuk ish ki yafli. Shover kavim nodrim nedarim. Efshal derabot gam nedarim shel muflas samuch leish. Because since they're not subject to the hekesh of lo yachel, which removes muflas samuch leish by Yisrael, it will not remove it by a Ovid. So it's basically a technical issue why goyim are more independent in the nedarim at a muflas samuch leish b'deoraita over a Jew. So the Gemara says, wait, hani chaleman de amar b'nei Yisrael ne'erachin ve'en avde kochavim ne'erachin. If you have the girsa in the pasuk that says why erachim bnei Yisrael. So what does it teach me when it says bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael erachim. The Jew is the subject of erech. You could say the erech of a Jew is on me. Then of the kochim erachim. This is different than we learned earlier. This is saying that the goy, you cannot use him as the subject of the erech. Yachol lo yehu ma'arichin. Do you think they cannot make erech? Tamud domar ish. They can. Shapir, so that's going to be good. Which teaches me what? That the goy who's mufle samuch leish can make erech, because the pasuk is coming to tell me in the parashav erchin that a mufla samuch leish goy can make the darim. What type of the darim? Erchin. And what does it mean he can make erchin? He can say erki alai, which the only thing he can't do, he can't be ne'erach. He might not be able to be the subject of somebody else's erech, because we have a gezra katuv that says bnei Yisrael. So only bnei Yisrael ne'erachin ve'en agoy ne'erach. But to make the erech, he could. And when can he make it from when he's 12 years old? Very nice. Ela leman damar bnei Yisrael ma'arichin ve'en ovdei kochavim ma'arichin yachol lo yu ne'erachin tamud lomar ish. So, but if you learn that the derasha is coming to say that when it says bnei Yisrael, it means bnei Yisrael ma'arichin. However, a goy is not being able to be ma'arich. Okay, good. So the Gemara then asks, Yachol, do you think that the goy cannot be ne'erach? Meaning, cannot be the subject of an erkin? No, he can be. Tamud omar ish. So the Gemara says, what do you need this for over here? If you're coming to say that a muflas samuch, that the word ish is coming to tell me, a muflas samuch le'ish, so therefore, it's coming to say that what a muflas samuch le'ish, when he's 12 years old, he can be ne'erach. He can be ma'arich, but he can be ne'erach. What's the chiddush to tell me that a 12-year-old can be ne'erach? Afilu tinok ben chodesh bar eruchehu. Even a child 1 month old already is subject to the laws of erchin. Ki yafri lamali. You have to tell me, again, if you want to tell me that 12 years old already is the age, there's no chiddush to tell me that 12 years old is ne'erach. What about the pasuk number 12 years old is ne'erach? Even a 1 month old baby is ne'erach. If a person takes, says, erki, the erich of this 1 month old baby is on me. He has to pay it. So then if you have to come and tell me that a 12-year-old goy, why don't you tell me that 12-year-old, his nedarim are nedarim. So therefore, you have to come and tell me he's ne'erach? Of course he can be ne'erach. So Yavra says, Amar of Adah, Ravada Kalung says the name of himself, Ravada Barahaba, Laituye Oved Kochavim Gadol. The Hadush over here is when it says Ki Yafli, it's coming to include an adult that does not understand the Nyan of Nidarim, that he's also excluded from the laws of Erchin, from the Pasuk of Bnei Israel. What does that mean? Tafalgav de Gadolu. That even though he's a gadol, he cannot be ma'arich. Why? Enu yodeya lehaflot. He does not know how to be mafli, which means to express himself in the darim, and therefore he cannot be ma'arich. Which means, now we're learning a new law here, that even though he's a gadol, new scratch, take two. What is the pasuk coming to tell me? Ish, that even though the guy is an ish, he has to have another quality. He has to be able to be expressed. And to verbalize it. But if he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know how to verbalize it, it's not a clear expression, the goyz nedarim is not going to be good. So the Gemara then says, what do you mean? Ela ki yafli de katav rahmanag ben nezirut. We know by nezirut, we learned this already. When it says over there that ki yafli de katav rahmanag ben nezirut, right? It says the word expression by nezirut. Labali. Mechti, I'd catch nezirut l'nedarim. Nezirut already is compared to nedarim. It says neder nazir. So kiya fli lamali. So already if we just learned that by nedarim you need to express, so why would you have to say by neder the word expression? If we know it already by, we just learned by nedarim needs an expression. You it cannot be a safek. You have to make a clear statement. If it's a vague statement, it will not work by nedarim. So therefore, why do you need an expression kiya fli by the word By Nazir, we should learn it from Neder. The Gemara says, no, Laituye, this is coming to bring or to exclude Yadayim She'ena Mochichot, which we learned on that bit. But you have different expressions that are not Mucha, and are not clear that you're accepting upon yourself a Nazirut. The Itman, Yadayim She'ena Mochichot, Abaye Amar Havyan Yadayim. Some say they are considered handles, and therefore they are nezirut, and Rabba Amar, lo havyan, yadayim. So we learn that even though you said a language, but certain languages are too vague. It's called the yadayim she'ena mochichot, and therefore, in such a case, according to Rabba, the pasuk is coming to say, if you made a vague expression to accept upon yourself nezirut, where it's not clear what you were talking about, and the handle is not a strong handle, so to speak, therefore, the pasuk is coming to say it's not going to be a neder, but that only works according to Rava. Rava niha. I understand the pasuk of nezirut is coming to tell me the expression has to be clear. Ela la abaye that says it doesn't have to be clear. My ikalimemar. Ela ki afli. We need ki afli by nezirut. Mivele lichterabi tarfon. And that's where we learned the bitarfon by the six nezirim. If you remember, we learned early in the masechet. We have six nezirim. First guy comes along and says, this guy walking towards me, if it's Reuven, I'll be a nazir. The other guy says, if he's not Reuven, I will be a nazir. And the other guy comes along and says, if one of you guys is nazir, so then I'll be. And another guy, then the two guys say, if none of you are nezirim, then I'll be a nezir. So basically, you have over here a nezirut that starts on a safek, because the guy coming towards them, they don't know who it is. And we said that all six are going to be subject to nezirim. So the question, how could that be? So the Gemara came along and said, it's found in Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, and, I'm sorry, Rabbi was an and Echad Mem, obviously Nazir, but Shammai said it is. And why called Rabbi Tarfon? None of them are Nazir. Because that Nazirut is only said on something as a Vadai. This guy that was coming towards them, they didn't know who he was. So therefore, the acceptance of a Nazirut al-Tenai, where you don't know who the guy is, according to Bittafor, is not considered a Kabbalat Nazirut. And therefore, none of them are going to be Nazirim. And that's what the Pasuk of Hafla'a is coming to teach me by Nazir. Hani Hal Rabbi Tarfon, El Rabbanan, that hold Nizirut Al-Tanai works. Ma'ika le'memar. What are you going to learn from the Pasuk? Ela mev'ele lechdetanya. The Gemara says, actually the Gemara over there said, we go, it's following the Bishimon, that says, we make the Nazim a suffix. Anyway, what is this Pasuk of Nafli coming to teach me? Eter nedarim porchim ba'avir. We learned in Masechet Hagiga, Yud, that says what? Heter nedarim. This fact that if a person makes a neder, you can absolve him from the neder. There's not too much source pasuk in the Torah. It's porchim ba'avir. It's just floating in the air. There's not too many pasukim that actually discuss how to get out of a neder. Ve'en neim al mashi yismochu. And there's really not too much in Torah shebichtav to rely on. We really only have masechet nedarim, which is Torah shebaal peh. The Ezer Omer, no. There's something to rely on. Don't say there's no Pesukim. You have a Pesuk that says in Parashat Erchin, Shnei Amar, Ish Ki Yafli. What is that Pesuk, Ish Ki Yafli? And it says by Nezirut also, Ki Yafli. By Nazir it says it, and by Erchin it says it. Two expressions. What are the two expressions coming, tell me, in two Parashot to talk about vows? Shte Pe'amim. When a person wants to make something forbidden on him, he has to express himself to say clearly what is going to be a suit on him. And then, when he comes to the rabbi to get the neder off, he has to express himself that had he known if this situation is going to happen, he wouldn't have made the neder. So that's another form of expression to try to get the neder off. So therefore, there is it's not explicit, but there is a semichut, there is a little allusion to the fact that expressions are needed to get in and expressions are needed to get out. And therefore, the word hafla'ah by Nazir is needed for the simicha of heter nedarim. Matnitin homer ba'abadim mibin nashim shehu mefer nidre ishto ve'eno mefer Nidre Avdo. So we learned in the previous daf on Samech Aleph that an Eved Kena'ani is subject to the laws of Nazir, as well as a lady. However, there's a Humrah on the Nazirut, there's a stringency of the Nazirut of an Eved more than a lady. That what? In the sense that the husband is able to nullify the Nidarim of Nazirut of his wife. But he cannot be mefer the neder of nezirut of his slave. And therefore, although we learned on yesterday's daf, he could force him to transgress the nezirut, force him to drink wine, etc., like we learned. However, if, let's say, the Eved wants to continue following his neder, he has to continue following his neder. However, the husband can actually nullify the wife's nezirut, and therefore she cannot keep her nezirut, which means the nezirut is off, and if it's considered a hafara, so therefore she does not have to keep it. Even though the eved breaks the nezirut, he's still a nezirut. Then it doesn't go off because he breaks it, because he drank wine. But she ain't can, the lady, she can actually nullify it if there's no nezirut on her at all. Hefer le'ishto, let's say the husband was mefer to his wife, so the deen is efer ulamit. That's it. She's permissible now to drink wine forever. Even after we learned she gets divorced, or even after she becomes widowed. I mean, even if she gets married, let's say, to somebody else. Aval le'avdo. Let's say he forced him to drink wine, like we learned he can't do. Yatsa la'chirut u'mashlim nezirutu. If the eved goes out freedom, he must fulfill his nezirut because it does not nullify the nezirut. It's still on him. So obviously he can't do it when he's working for this guy because this guy doesn't want him to do it. But once he gets free, eventually, let's say, boom, he's got to fulfill the nezirut. It doesn't nullify, it just suspends it temporarily. But by the husband, it suspends it, it nullifies it totally. And therefore, even if, let's say, she's on her own now, she has a freedom from the husband, divorce or widow, it gets the rule. Look at the...
Tavka, right?
Nezirut.
We had other
nezirim
that do.
Tavka nezirut. Tavka nezirut. If you look at the, if you look at the mefaresh top line, ve'ezeh chomer ba'avadim ibenashim. What's the stringency that avadim have? She mefer leishto. If he makes a parat to his wife, hefer la'olamit. Ve'afilu nitarmela o nitgadesha. מפר מעליה כל רזות לגמרי, אבל בעבדים אינו כן, שכיוון שיצא לחירות, once he goes free the עבד, משלים לנזירות שקיבל עליו, ומתחיל מונה כבתחילה, וימנה קצת בפני רבו, משלים את השאר. He just picks up where he left off, and therefore he's able to have a השלמה. There's no what? Right, can I be mefer? He can cause him to drink. I mean, you work for me. I don't want you to drink wine. I want you to whatever. Go to the cemetery to do whatever, an errand for me. But it doesn't take it off. Tanu Rabbanan. And then we get to the subject now. Lema Rabbo Kofo. In what sense do we say, or what type of nedarim do we say that the master can force his eved to transgress? Lin Zirut. Aval. Lo l'nedarim ve'lo le'erchin. Let's say he made a neder to pay erchin or other type of nedarim outside of the zirut. He has to fulfill his neder, and the master cannot force him to transgress it. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Ma shena gaben nazir de amar rachmana, we learned on yesterday's daf, le'esod isal al nafsho. That when a person accepts upon himself the zirut, he's accepting it on his body. Only on somebody's body that belongs to him, that he has independence. But the eved doesn't have nafsho, because the eved's body is constricted to the who? To the master. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu gaben nedarim nameh. Which means, by nedarim it says the same words. So therefore, just like you're saying that he doesn't have independence to gaben nezirut, and therefore the master can cause him to transgress, it should be the same thing. So it was Amarav Sheshat, Acha b'may askinam. When did we say that a master cannot force his eved to break a neder? Kegon shaya ishkol shel anavim munach lefanav. You have, let's say, a cluster of grapes that are in front of him.
It's a neder or a nezirut?
This is a neder. And the eved made a neder not to eat from this eshkol. So gaben nedarim. So if it's just an isud of neder, a regular neder, not to eat grapes, dechi mitzar behai, lo mitzar b'acharini. He's only forbidding himself on this cluster, but he's not asud to eat other clusters. It's limited only to the one that's in front of him. Lo matzeh kafele. He cannot force him to eat this cluster. Eat a different cluster. What do you care if he eats this one or a different one? He's not a nazir, he's a neder. And therefore, you cannot force him. You're going to. What's the master's claim? No, you're going to get weak. You got to eat. So I'll eat. I don't have to eat this one. Eat a different cluster. That's why you can't force him. However, gaben nezirut, once he's set himself on grapes, dechim etzar behai, etzar bekulu. And therefore, now I don't want to have a servant that's not eating his grapes, not eating his vegetables, not eating his fruit. And therefore, it's going to make him weak. Matzeh kafeh le. So that's the difference between nedarim and nezirut. Nedarim basically has another option. By nezirut, he doesn't have another option, and therefore it's going to compromise the master's position, and therefore he can force him. Who told you that we're talking about where there's other eshkolim? Maybe that's the only cluster of grapes that's around. Halish. So maybe you don't have a case where you say, oh, eat something else. And what if you don't have something else? Let's say it's the only cluster around. So therefore, why do we say that the rabbi can't, the master can't force him? He should be able to force him. The Gemara says, Ela amar rava, kegon shaya harsan. Harsan is the pits of the grapes. Munat lefanav. Gabene darim, the guy said, I'm not eating this harsan. Behayu de mitzad, which means, okay, he cannot eat the harsan. Lo matzik kafele, you can't force him. Because no one's going to get weak if you don't eat pits of the grapes. Gaben Nazir, Detzar Nami Baharini. However, this is going to be Oserim, not only the pits of the grapes, but it's actually be Oserim on the grapes himself. Because that's already Nizirut. So basically, the case of Nedarim is he's not going to become weak. The only attempt for allowing a master to force him to break his Neder is if it's going to compromise the strength of the Eved. And therefore, he says that he's not going to compromise his strength because he accepted upon himself not to eat pits. Therefore, he has to leave it on him. Mashiach by Nazir, once you accept upon yourself pits, that means you're accepting upon yourself everything. And therefore, Matzim Chafele. V'gaben edarim, milo askinan, deleka, elai harsan, which means maybe that's the only food that's around. The Eved doesn't have any other food except these pits. Now, if that's the only food around, then dilo achilat lehalish. It's not the best food, but if it's the only food, then it's going to cause him to become weak.
It gives him strength.
But if that's the only thing he has left. So therefore, that's what he has to eat. So if that's what he has to eat, he should be able to make mefer even that. So Gemara says, El amar abaye, lemar abo sarik lechvoto. What's the case over there by a neder? That we say that the Adon can be forced by Nezirut. Le Nezirut, ve'en sarich lechfot le nedarim, ve'enu sarich lechfoto l'shvua. So now the Gemara comes along and says a final answer, that lemar abo sarich lechfoto, which is what type of neder do we say is on the Eved, that if the Adon wants to make him transgress it, he's able to force him, Linzirut, the en sarik lechefoto lenedarim, which means he cannot force him for nedarim, the eno sarik lechefoto lishvua. And not when it comes to a swear. The reason why a swear and a neder is we're going to see is because we have pesukim. My ta'ma, what's the reason that we say that when it comes to the nedarim and shibu'ot of the eved, we say the reason why the master cannot force him is because you don't need to force him. Because a neder of an eved and a shivu'ah of an eved is not hal in the first place. So if it's not hal in the first place, so there's no discussion whether you can force him or not. By nezirut that we learned that the eved can accept upon himself nezirut, so it's hal. So once it's hal, now the eved is subject to the master, so the master can force him. But if you say that by nedarim and shivu'ot, it's not even hal in the first place, so there's nothing to talk whether you can force someone out. It's not hal. Where do you see that an eder is not hal by an eved? It says, my ta'ama, that where do you see the dream and shivuot of an eved and not hal? The pasuk says that a person makes a shivu'ah in bitui shvatai. Bitui shvatai means he expresses his language. Lehara, meaning to do something bad, meaning I won't eat. Or lehetiv, or something good, meaning I will eat. Something positive or negative. So the Gemara makes a hekesh between the bad and the good, the hara or le'etiv, and says, ma hatava reshut, that just like when a guy swears on something, he's swearing on something, obviously that's permissible, which means he's not swearing on something that's forbidden from the Torah. Hatava, I'm going to eat something. That's swearing on something that he's going to do forbidden. He doesn't have to eat this item, but he's making a shavuah. That's really, it's reshut. It's not a mitzvah. Atara reshut. So too, when he makes a shavuah, I'm not going to eat. It's something that's in his It's permissible for him not to eat it. Yatza le'ara le'achirim. Mashek, when an eved says, I'm not going to eat, it's now causing a sin because you're affecting somebody else. Who are you affecting? The master. She'en narishut v'yado. And therefore, from there we learn that when it comes to making the nedarim, it's only the nedarim that are permissible to make. Meaning, I can make a nedarim that I'm going to eat. Eat what? I'm going to eat the sandwich, the tuna fish sandwich. You're allowed to eat tuna fish sandwiches. Now I'm making a nedarim. I'm eating it. Okay, good luck. I can make a nedarim. I'm not eating the tuna fish sandwich. You know, it's about to eat a tuna fish sandwich. Therefore, I can make a nedarim against it. But again, if it's something that's asur for me to do, meaning it hurts somebody else, by the ever not eating this tuna fish sandwich, he can't work. And therefore, it's going to affect the Adon. That type of neder or shivua will not be hal. By nazir, we have special pesukim to come and include an eved. So the eved is subject to nazir. But it's going to affect the master, so the master can control him. The reason why a master is not forcing his eved against nedarim, because they're not hal in the first place. So if they're not hal in the first place, there's no deen of forcing him. That doesn't even start. Avar matniti. Avar mekeneged panav. Which means, let's say the Eved made a neder, and then he ran away. Okay. He ran away from the Adon. After he made a nezirut, obviously. Well, he can't drink wine. Well, of course he can't drink wine. He's a nazir. The master made a maha'a. The master said what? No, I don't want you to do this. Okay, fine. So the question is, now he ran away. So once he ran away, I'm not subject to the master anymore. What I care about is maha'a. So the Bimir says, lo yishteh. But you're not working for the master anymore, basically. But the other rabbi says, no, just because he ran away, he's still in the Eved. And the Eved that runs with the Zazay, and therefore the maha'a of the Eved, the Adon is still on him. And therefore, the question is running away undo the protest of the Adon or not? So the Gemara, what's the machloket over here? Lema b'dishmuel kamepligi. They're arguing maybe on Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? The Amar Shmuel hamafkir avdo. Beauty. A guy says hefker. He makes his eved ownerless. Yatsa lechayrut. You don't even need a document. Normally, one of the ways that you free an Eved is you write a get. And therefore, in this case over here, since the Eved ran away, you could assume that what? How are you going to find? There's no tracking device on the guy. So therefore, you could assume that the owner gave up on him and probably said, you know what? Kabara, I lost him. So therefore, that's considered a hefker. So therefore, if you hold that hefker, frees the Eved, that's why one rabbi will say he could drink. Because bottom line, he is freed. Rabbi Meir itle de Shmuel. Rabbi Meir that says in the Mishnah, lo yishteh, Rabbi Meir said what? Lo yishteh, he cannot drink. He's going to hold like Shmuel, that says what? Hamafkir abdo. He gave up from him over here. He goes out lechayrut, and once he goes out lechayrut, he has the nezirut on him. He has the law on him, and therefore he can't drink wine. And what's the other rabbi going to hold? The Biyose, let the Shmuel. The Biyose will say no, even though the master said kapara, I lost him. Doesn't matter. That's not considered a freedom. And therefore he's still working for the master. Therefore he can't drink wine. I mean, sorry, he can't drink wine because the master. He can't drink wine because the master made him a ha. He can. He can. So that's why he can. That's why he can. That's why he can drink wine.
The master wants him to eat.
That's why he can drink wine. Right. So therefore, again, if you hold that what, basically the rule over here is, let's just get the principles there. If he's free, the nizirut is on him. If he's not free, the nizirut is off him because the master doesn't want him to become a nizirut. Nazir. Now the question is he free? Well, what did he do to get free? He ran away. What's running away? Running away is not one of the ways that Eved gets free. One of the ways that Eved gets free is the guy writes him a get. So the question is, what about if he just says, I give up on this guy. Kapara, Hefker, he's ownerless. Does that make an Eved free or not? Well, Shmuel says it does. So therefore, now let's talk reality. This guy, when he ran away, let's look at the master. The guy made a neder of Nezirut. The master said, I don't want you following this Nezirut. As long as you work for me, you cannot keep this Nezirut. And I ran away. So if you say that once he runs away, the guy's brain is, that's it, I lost him, hefker. So once you say hefker, like Shmuel frees him, now it doesn't work for the master anymore. Now he's free, now the Nezirut is on him. And the lo yishter. But if you say no, until you write the shtar, even the guy says kapara, he's not coming back, hefker, doesn't matter. He still works for him until the documents are signed. Therefore, he's free. He's free in the sense that no Nezirut, because the master could tell him, as long as he's working for him, no Nezirut. That's what the Gemara wants to say. He wants to peg the Mahloket and the Mishnah based on whether you hold Hefker works or not. Gemara says no. Look, everybody holds that Hefker works. And therefore, if the Adon basically said, Yeush, I gave up hope on this guy, technically the Eved goes out free. And if the Eved goes out free, so then the question is, that why do you have an opinion in the Mishnah that says he doesn't have to keep the Zirut? If he's free, he should have to keep the Zirut. He should have to keep the Zirut. So Gemara says, Ela, man de amar yishteh. The opinion that says yishteh, that he's able to drink, even though he's free. Savar, sof sof, mehedar hadar v'atekabeh, which means he's coming back. And he's going to come back to work. Which means, what's going to happen? The master is not going to give up hope. The master is going to find him, and eventually he's going to get him back to work. And therefore, l'shteh hamra, it's better for him to drink wine even after he ran away. Ki hechi delo lichush, so he doesn't become weakened. However, man dama lo yishteh, according to the opinion that says he's not allowed to drink wine, savar level letzara adaba, let the eved be in pain, which will cause him to come back, so he can drink wine again. So therefore, basically, the issue over here is what's the better of the two options for this guy to come back? So according to the opinion that says that he's able to drink wine, the Biyoseh, what if he's able to drink wine? Bottom line, the Eved is free. If you hold that, when you make Yeush, it's like Hefker, and that frees the guy, so therefore his free should not be able to drink wine. So why does the Biyoseh say Yishteh? Because he says at the end of the day, the guy's coming back. The Eved's going to come back. He ran away temporarily. But he's going to eventually come, or the master's going to find him. He's going to let this guy go. He's going to find him. So therefore, we want him to drink wine at the end of the day, not to weaken him. The guy's going to become weak, but by the time he finds him back, the guy's already in mesquite because he didn't drink wine and he ate grapes. So therefore, better for him to continue to drink. And the other rabbi says, on the contrary, let the Eved suffer at that point over there, and that'll cause him to what? To want to come back, because he said, do me a favor, if I come back, I'm off the hook. I can have grapes again. I can have my wine again. So therefore, it'll cause him to come back. That's the two sevarot over here. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.